microscopic tag being implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
I really do wonder sometimes what we're becoming in this country.
It's not left. It's not right. It's the state versus you. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Alex Ansari, and this is Outside the Box, coming to you live from Portland, Oregon. Apparently, well, we were reporting a few weeks ago that Mr. Rumsfeld has now stepped down. Well, and they have a recommendation for us, Mr. Robert Gates. Well, the news of the day is Senate committee has approved the Gates nomination. Believe it or not, the Senate Armed Service Committee unanimously approved President Bush's nomination of Robert Gates. Full Senate approval. Now, Republican Senator John Warner of Virginia announced the committee's 24-0 decision after a closed session. The full Senate could vote Wednesday, but senators may not have an opportunity to vote until Thursday. And this depends upon how many lawmakers want floor time to speak on the nomination. We're going to be taking your calls today on that issue. How do you feel about the current state of America at the moment? 1-800-313-9443. Here at IBN, I don't get paid with hamburgers or dollars. I get paid with phone calls. But if I don't get paid with phone calls, I'm actually doing this for absolutely nothing. So please pick up that phone and call. If I don't get any phone calls continuously for the next 6 months, I'm going to quit this gig. This is ridiculous. Pick up the phone and call if you have an opinion on an issue or if you disagree. Some coward emailed me yesterday, noting that Jew burn Jew. If you go ahead and look at alexansary.com, you'll see that I am not Jewish. I'm actually a little darker than your average Jewish person. So hopefully I can get more communication with my audience other than Nazi hate, because I do not believe, I was wondering at first whether this was a hate network. I don't think it is. I think there's a lot of good programming on this network. I think there's a lot of good people listening on this network, but I would like to get more emails and callers from people other than white supremacists. So I'm hoping to hear from you now. Otherwise, I'm really starting to wonder. I will continue on with this article. Gates, the 63-year-old president of Texas A&M University, was nominated November 8th to replace outgoing Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Testifying before the committee for hours, he told members the United States was not winning the war in Iraq and that the United States is definitely going to have to redefine its purpose and its entire plan for Iraq by 2008. And this debate continues. Should we raise troop levels up at least 20,000 to 40,000? And that, of course, depends upon how you yourself view the situation in Iraq, or should we be completely pulling out of Iraq entirely? Those are two completely different ends of the spectrum. But I think you know by now either which way they go with this. Whether they completely pull out, or they add another 70,000 troops, or they bring back the draft. There is disaster waiting for the Middle East. Regardless, Robert Gates notes, and I'm not a fan of this guy who's been involved with Iran-Contra and a lot of other scandals. He notes that this is going to erupt, very likely to erupt, and also engulf the entire Middle Eastern region, involving neighboring countries as well, to the type of conflict that exists in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Which, if you look at the entire globe, they're not very far apart. If they are separated, they are two different countries with different situations involved for the populace, the civilians there. But in the future, will it even matter? We'll be right back. Keep it right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And while the hamburgers, the Big Macs, and the Taco Bells keep churning out the same old garbage day after day, year after year, in the meantime, at the other part of the globe, thousands of Congo refugees flee fighting to another country. How many of us have had to leave our home and have to go somewhere like Ugandan, or Uganda? At least 12,000 refugees have just fled their home in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. They've crossed the border into southwest Uganda. Heavy fighting broke down in Eastern Congo last month after rebels led by the center general Laurent Nkunda attacked and forced out government soldiers near the town of Saki. The army spokesman for Western Uganda told Reuters by telephone that the refugees fled into Kisoro district after clashes occurred on the Congo side about 15 kilometers from the Ugandan border. UN peacekeepers in Congo battled Nkunda's men last week using helicopter gunships, heavy weapons, and armored vehicles in skirmishes that killed 150 rebels, the highest record death toll of any battle involving UN forces in Congo. Besides that, there has been the fourth coup in 20 years, in Fiji. And so they are experiencing martial law there at the moment. I have not mentioned in the past, although I've seen the story many, many times, about the situation in Thailand and the civil liberties and the police state tactics being established not only there, but also the Philippines. We hear about these coups, these shifting balances of power. Balances of power, shifting, major changes every single day. And you hear about it more and more on programs like this. But when you hear the talking heads, when you hear CNN, and this is big media, whether you like the media or not, you want to find out something quickly, you don't always have a 24-hour RBN correspondent getting you all the news if it's 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, if something big is breaking out. So there's somewhat of a need for a large news organization. But the way I read it and see it from the networks doesn't even deal with the issue of why it's even happening. It's a semi-report gathering half the facts about the coup, and then the editors, and of course the journalists working underneath the editors, which thus work for the owners of the big papers, of the big networks, of big media, skew the story, rewrite the story. So when it gets done, you're reading about evil, villainous, heinous criminals killing government officials, terrorists, guerrillas, when in reality that is not the full fact of the matter. It's not the full story. It's not the full spectrum of what's really going on a global level. You know, I'm so fed up. I've been looking at this stuff for a couple of years now, talking about it intensely for 2 years now. And a lot of people don't care. I mean, they have that psychology. As long as it happens over there, USA is an island, and they believe it is, actually, literally, even though if you look at the actual shape of the United States on a map, you can see it's not an island. It's not separate from the rest of the globe, in terms of even climate as well. If something's polluted or damaged severely in China, an entire population is starving to death in another part of the globe. How does that affect the United States? If not now, how will it later in the future? Well, that is part of the programming, making you think it is patriotic, making you think it is American, to have a perspective that says it's okay for me to live and everyone else around the planet and the animals to die. And I am going to be okay. Not only am I going to be okay, as the fallacy inside our own minds tell us, but not only that, our children are going to be okay, our grandchildren are going to be okay, and our great children will be even better. The Aryan power will prevail. The and everyone else is going to die. I mean, think about what kind of civilization this is going to be. There's not going to be any electricity for this utopia that you're thinking of, this upcoming race war that many of you are hoping for, at least from the emails that you're sending me, because I'm not getting a lot of the sane ones. It's weird. It's really weird. I mean, think about what kind of future are you going to create for yourself? Blood, destruction. You're not going to have any grocery stores. You're not going to have Safeway. No one's going to be helping you guys out. The Klan is not respected. The Klan, I don't respect the Nazi Party. I think you guys are garbage. And I would say that. And I say that on this network just to make sure Alex made sure you understood where he was on that issue. And I have no problem with any repercussions that come from saying that. I think if you're a Nazi, if you believe in the power of the Aryan Brotherhood, and you want to kill people like me, which are mutts in your eyes, I'm half Afghan, half white, I'm a dog to people like you, you don't respect the fight that I am taking part in against the New World Order. You never respect me, never thank me, so you're garbage in my eyes. Because you guys that are Nazis out there trying to divide people like race, you should absolutely love George Bush. You should love the man. You should have gigantic posters. You don't know. You don't know anything about this president. You just think you do. You should love the Zionists, in fact, as well. Because they also want to kill blacks and non-whites. And keep people under a colonistic form, an imperialistic form of rule. Now, I'm sick of this. I am absolutely sick of this. You guys are completely, I just wonder where the good guys are that still understand how things really work in this universe. You know what I mean? To get outside the box, to get outside the parameters of the what is possible. When you say to yourself, I cannot sit across the table from someone that does not share my skin tone. When you say that over and over in your mind, you will believe it. And your children will believe it. And the TV teaches you those things as well. I hear these conspiracy theories. And that's what it is. There is not a liberal media out there bashing the president without justification. That's a lie. But you know what is also a lie? And I'm going to say it right now on this network, and I don't care what the repercussions are. They think there's a conspiracy. You know what? I've been holding this in forever. People think there's a conspiracy to diversify America and bring us together and merge all the races together into one. And I've heard all these different things where people have no evidence whatsoever. I am not for the UN. I am not for the New World Order. I am not for intentionally mixing people together and having one race pop out of that. Absolutely not. I respect diversity. Mexican, blacks, whites, Asians, Arabs, collectively, you're all treated like dogs, like servants. And we're supposed to believe that by a genetic code, there is an inherent evil, an evil inside our hearts. If our face doesn't have the right complexion, not only does that make no sense, but it really shows how possibly mentally challenged you are and retarded. Your lack of understanding, not only about the human body, but DNA as well. You think there's so many differences that set apart a black man from a white man in terms of DNA? We are taught to be different. And trust me, I have a hard time accepting young, violent, criminal, white, Hispanic, Arabic, Asian, or black criminals. I hate you all. The people that run around robbing people, busting into people's houses, home invasions. When I read about these stories, I read about all races partaking in the raping collectively of our own country from within. How do we have the breath? How do we have the energy? How do we have the resources to waste our time and build our own grave in the meantime? See that black guy walking down the street? He ain't talking to you. He ain't messing with you. Put the rope down. Put the rope down. But you're not taught that. You don't hear those things on this network. So you don't hear people just bringing it out in the open that racism is still alive and well and thriving. And it's going to come out. The beast will come out in time. in time when they engineer their race right, which they would love. You need to learn about the New World Order, my Nazi friends. You need to learn because you've been reading the wrong books. You read one book, The Elders of the Zion, whatever you call it. You read it one too many times, maybe a skewed, manipulated version of the Bible. I was at the store the other day, and there's a new version of the Bible, my friends. A new version, a new blasphemous version. Everything's rewritten in it. So you actually hear these Nazis, and they want to start quoting scripture.
Shit.
Quoting scripture. And it almost also brings tears to my eyes to think about this hallucination. This recrafting of America. Now, I'm sure I've just pissed people off, but I'm pissed too. I've been insulted. I'm insulted every single day. For people, no one respects what I do. My mother won't even watch or listen or look at any of my DVDs. So I have a right to be angry. And I am mad as hell. Not just at the New World Order, but at so many of you. And I just want to say that. I'm going to get more into that when we come back. Goodbye. Be right back. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the program today. If I did not say that already, let me go ahead and make that. Whatever side of the fence you're on, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, I'm going to share the story and then I'm going to move on to the news before I vent any longer and whatever, stick my foot in my mouth anymore. I think I was about 12 years old when I met Isaac, the young African-American guy, black guy, whatever you want to call him, who harassed me every day after school near my house. And it was at that point when I learned how to box, when I learned how to fight, learned how to throw my body into my punches. Because of Isaac. And it was at that point where I had anger in my heart towards African-Americans. Not all of them. Specifically, American. I never hated an African in my life. I learned that later on, as I still have some anger in my heart today, what am I angry at? Am I angry at the race? No. I am angry and don't particularly like young African-Americans, males. I don't. Because a lot of them give their minds away the same way that all Anglo-Saxons do as well. How interesting. Oh, that's what makes them similar. Yes, similar, not different. Giving your minds away and dividing yourself by race. Because blacks do it too. And you know some of them are the biggest races. The biggest. It's like almost a competition between you two. Which one of you can be more racist than the other? The white man or the black man? Who can have more hate? Who can generate more of it? It's like watching the Discovery Channel, watching you two sometimes. Both of you in the same class. But yet, we're still living underneath the same sun, and we all, I believe in my heart, answer to the same God. So you tell me what is sane about wasting energy and resources to people that are not crafting and perfecting your enslavement. You answer that to me. Look, a black man is portrayed in a negative way on TV. The white man is portrayed a certain way on TV. Now, go look at the behavior in the educational school systems and watch how people model themselves after the characters that they are conditioned and programmed to look up to. Now, move that aside and then start looking at DNA and genetics and realize that we sometimes, you know, it is part of being human. Over the centuries, over time, over thousands of years, our DNA, our physical body, or even the reading of the RNA, which is connected to the DNA, changes based on the environment and the things that we go through mentally. Really, those things affect later generations. And if you realize that African-Americans, Hispanics, Asians, we've come from different parts of the globe. That's why we're a little different. We speak a little different. We look a little different. I'm not going to talk about diversity anymore because I have a feeling a lot of people just don't want to hear it, and they have their minds made up about ultimate races and other types of fiction. But moving on, it's a personal choice, and I look at my own anger that I hold and how much has been released because of what I've learned about the system of control. It is the ignorance that keeps us down. Keeps us down, you know, keeps the conscious level down here. If you were to take a balloon, like a water balloon, and hold it underneath the water, you have to hold it to keep it underneath the water because its natural state is to rise, and thus, so is our conscious state of mind. We are meant not to be one race. No. We are meant not to live in one village under one new world order. No. That's not what I'm saying. But it is, I believe, our natural state to get along. To get along. I do not believe it is natural, a lot of things that we are seeing. And I think if you do your history, if you do your reading, and I don't just mean the reading that you read off of the Spotlight, or I'm not sure what other supremacist publications are out there. I disrespect the white supremacist movement. I want to repeat that one more time. And I don't care what anyone thinks about that. Someone has a problem with that. I do not believe that is the mission of RBN. And I was just told by an email that that's not the mission of RBN. So I feel comfortable saying that. But see, this is something that I assume doesn't need to be said. Like, I don't feel when I go on TV, when I talk to the multicultural audience of Asians, Arabs, whites, a lot of African Americans, like, I think it's a no-brainer. Like, duh, the sun's blue. Duh, we are equal. Duh, you know. But duh is kind of maybe a little bit of an arrogant attitude of mine as well. To think that people have been exposed to culture, to class. And as I was talking yesterday and learning my own forgiveness, which is very difficult, I have to understand where someone's coming from. Have they lived in the Midwest their entire life and never left? Have they only been surrounded with Caucasian African Americans? Caucasian people. But the same goes for African Americans that are racist of whites, unjustly. You the man, you took this, you took that, you owe me. Well, I don't owe you nothing because I didn't do anything to you. So it goes both ways. Do you see how the insanity goes? I mean, think about it this way. They'll tell you something like, ooh, there's no easy solution to the situation in Iraq. What are we going to do? Just leave? Just leave it like that? And they say the same thing for the police state. What are we supposed to do? Just let everyone out? Because we have such a flawed system. Because the very foundation is crumbling at the base. Because the cause isn't being dealt with, just the system. That's why these things are coming up to a head. And we don't see any solution in the mix. That's because there's so much disillusion. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Just want to wrap up this topic before moving on. Bottom line, and I don't think I'm going to be talking about this a lot. I'm sure people are just cringing hearing me talk about this. That's just my feeling. But the New World Order wants you to kill each other. Bottom line. They want you to kill each other. They want the whites, lynching, putting the ropes around the neck of the black man and the white man and the Asian and the brother and the sister and the mother. And, of course, ratting everyone back to the cops. Rat, 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 rat. Lock, 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 lock everybody up, slam the door, throw away the key, swallow it, out of sight, out of mind. And the blacks are conditioned to fight you. They want to kill you. It's intended. It's meant to be that way. It's meant to be that way. That's what they want. As long as you guys are doing that, and you guys don't really believe in a new world order, you don't really think world government is coming, or you think you do know what new world order is, but you just think about it in a very shallow sense of the word. A very, very old school, I don't want to use the word middle America, lest I offend, but very like out in the boonies, not really knowing what's going on, just seeing your hand in front of you going, oh, this is what it is. They're trying to get the black man to take over the world, and they want to push us out. No, 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 no. They want to enslave you all. And the very best way for them to do that is to hide the truth from you. Now, most of all, I've been just talking about race relations. This is actually much, much bigger. That's actually just surface level. If you're talking about the Matrix or how complex this world really is, and you understand perhaps that race is an illusion when you get down to the soul level. Oh, that is, of course, if you even believe in a soul and God. I forget about the atheists and the Satanists who could be listening. But it is satanic to attempt to divert one race against the other. And it's absolutely Luciferian at its root. Hail Satan. That's exactly what that is all about. Hail Hitler is Hail Satan is Hail Bush. It is all connected. Divide and conquer. Order out of chaos. And I mean, people ask me, Alex, why do you talk about the things you do when you know you can't change it? That you're just talking. And I'll be honest with you, I'm in a crappy mood right now. And a lot of it is because the news I read, I got articles that I can read you today about bum scanning. The FBI is listening to you on your cell phone. Supercomputers are crunching potato chips. and other things. It goes on and on and on, and of course the FCC is trying to acquire more media consolidation. All of this is essentially the exact same thing. The more I read these articles, the more I go, this information has to be reported. Whether I report it on this network or on my website, regardless, people are listening. And more people are listening this year, and I'm sure Scott Miller can probably testify to this. I'm curious what his response would be. But I think more people are listening this year than they were last year or the year before. This is, and I was thinking about this last night, the post-9/11 world. The post-9/11 world. RBN has been around longer than 9/11. Why is that? Gee, I don't know, because so many of these issues go back 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, and beyond. But it took 9/11 to be the catalyst to push this information to the forefront. Push blames the bloggers. Push blames the bloggers. Wah, wah, wah. Bush only has himself to blame for his problems. The one reason all this information is out is not the result of a cult leader or psychotic Al-Qaeda insurgents working within America. We are reacting. It is the natural state of man to resist when he is oppressed. To what degree we resist, whether it be A, peaceful, or B, violent, depends upon our options. At this stage in the game, we have options. We have information, a free flow of information, and we are getting out to some members of Congress, not all. But the fight is not over yet. The New World Order is already here. It's just what level it's here and how much we can sabotage and destroy the concrete base that's already been constructed. Before the rest of the house is built, we have to torch it. We have to torch the New World Order. We have to defeat it, whether you think you can win it or not. I am sick of people giving up, calling themselves weak, calling themselves nothing, saying I'm too young, I'm too poor. And we can't change anything, but you can. It's the thinking. It's the thinking that makes the result happen, whether it's real or not real. What energy you put out has more meaning and merit than you know. People still want to know, if I can't change everything right now, this very second, and make people understand that 9/11 was a compartmentalized, scientifically crafted intelligence operation, and it's not worth anything. My God, it's only been 5 years. And you see when people are polled, more than half believe it's an inside job. And nearly all Americans don't trust the government as a whole now. What do you think about that? It is the government working with the media, working with the corporations, which is the media, one giant corporation, spitting out the news, repackaging it, and sending it out in different directions on different websites. and they wonder why their ratings are drifting, and while our ratings, in my own personal web, hits on my site, which since I started this show went up from like 100 hits a day, 200 hits a day, to now 700 hits a day, which is my all-time high for like consistent. And that's only because, and there's not a lot of editorials on my site. Other than my TV show, I'm continuing to pull out the news. The creme de la creme. The cream of the crop. The very best news. That is like, it's like a double-gauge shotgun blowing off the kneecaps of the New World Order spokesman. The lies, the spin, what they say, what they do, holds no weight. So you have Americans that A, wake up, and Americans that B, don't want to wake up. And what you have in the middle, in between that, the way things are going, is civil war. And the civil war that they would like to engineer is one based upon class, between the has and the have-nots. Another civil war that they are working hard to engineer is continuing to keep the tension on between the African-American and the white man. Continuing to keep that strong. Make you to think that, A, you're separate, and you can blame religion for this, depending on who your priest is and what he's preaching at the local town hall. Is he preaching peace? Is he bringing information out about the centralized, satanic, ruled government structure that aims to divide races and aims to divide you, tear apart your heart, and, of course, attack you psychologically to make you give in? Be a slave. Be a serf. Because the number one aim of all the things we're talking about, all of this propaganda, is to make sure that, A, you give up, tell yourself you're never going to make a change. That way, physically, in their minds, they're going to save money from not having to maintain the camp to put you in it. Why would they need a camp if they can get you to create your own camp? How can and how do they create a camp for you in your own state of mind and get you to be the battery power behind that camp to make sure you stay enslaved on this prison planet, this global gulag? I mean, I'm very concerned and upset about the direction these things are going in. From people that have been listening to me for a while, you've heard me try to talk about spirituality and metaphysics and cheeky, all that chi-chi, foo-foo, feel-good stuff. But it means more than you know. I mean, you think I got friends that are metaphysical around me that talk about these things? Hell no. I get emails from people giving me more articles and stuff, and it drives me nuts half the time. I want to hear more people write to me about their hearts, about their God, their spirituality, their families, where they're going with all this, what solutions they're a part of, and how they're not part of the problem. I actually look forward and really smile when I get those emails. Even if I don't respond, that is what makes me smile. Not another thing that goes, Alex, take a look at this. Ooh, 12-year-old boy just shot in the head by the cops. That just never ends. And I know you don't want to hear me go over the same thing that you already know. You know 9/11 was an inside job, most of you. Even more, I at least understand that the Federal Reserve is a private banking institution. And there is no law that exists. No one has proven it. No one. That, in fact, you have to pay income taxes. I mean, there's so many frauds, so many fallacies to this compartmentalized grid within this third dimension called life on planet Earth that it is impossible. I think literally impossible to gauge it all. Well, back to metaphysical people, and I don't mean to put them in a box, or New Age people, or Christian people, or Muslim people. I want to avoid the box. However, some of my frustration comes from the fact that I would like to reach out. I want to reach out to those authors, those researchers that have looked into the world beyond the third dimension. The ones, those that have an open mind, that haven't been conditioned to think of just black and white, where you can taste, feel, smell, the five-sense reality, the five-sense prison grid. Now, those that look beyond that, I want to find those that understand what's happening in the real world, in the physical world that you can taste, feel, smell, see, hear. that five-dimensional world. How can we bridge the gap? My friends, this is no joke. This is 2006. 2012 is around the corner. Now, if you believe in revelations, if you believe in the end times, the return of the Messiah, a lot of you, for some reason, it's funny how many haven't seen it. There are all these books throughout history. Christianity is not the only one that has these layouts saying, this is, I don't want to use the word end times, but these are the things that you are physically going to see happen in your world before the big shift. Racial tension, bombings, wars and rumors of wars. Well, wars and rumors of wars is no evidence, my friends, that the end times is here. I don't use that as one because that has never ended. There's always been wars and rumors of wars. What are you talking about? It's more than that. That's not the only piece of evidence to point that there's something interesting about this space and time, which are both illusions, I might add, space and time. But still, we understand space and time. And in the space and time, we are experiencing many, 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 many things beyond wars and rumors of wars to point that a major shift is going to take place. I want to find those spiritual people, those people that call themselves psychics, healers, whatever, real people as opposed to phonies, that can see what is happening with the new world order and connect the dots. Have you ever asked yourself the question, there sure are a lot of psychics out there trying to make a buck. How many of those psychics are even talking about the new world order? How many of them are even talking about 9/11? Now, if 9/11 was real, okay, I'm gonna take your mind for a trip here for the next break. If 9/11 was an inside job, as I believe it is, from everything we've seen, I mean, come on. An hour and 50 minutes, no planes dispatched or at the point of impact to prevent the attacks. Okay, how interesting. And there's about several hundred dozen other examples. Explosives in the building and World Trade Center 7 are the predominant ones at the forefront. Something you can't dispute. Explain this to me. No, I respect people that are into metaphysics and people that call themselves psychics if, in fact, they claim themselves to be, if, in fact, they're authentic. But I think there's a lot of phonies out there as well. I'm not endorsing a religion or the New Age. I want to know, and you can call in and tell me where are the psychics? Where are the Sufis that are talking about the biometric grid of slavery that is coming? Where are the people going into channel? Oh, I can feel the energy now. Oh, yes, I can feel this. Zulu Shamala has just stepped inside my body, and now we are going to do some automatic writing. Okay, great. Let's do some automatic writing. Tell me what life's going to be in 10 years, in 15 years, the way things are going. Explain it to me. I'm not sure about that. I don't see. This is what they tell you. I don't see anything in that direction. But what I am seeing is this beautiful white light. Yes, the beautiful white light. Well, my friends, I believe in God, and I believe in the white light. But I also understand that humanity, which is what we are humans. You're not a machine. We have to pay the piper collectively for our mistakes. You don't just bankroll an entire nation into oblivion, which is exactly what has happened to this nation. And the white Christ light is just going to remove it all and take away our responsibility. We will feel our collective punishment. We will feel whatever you want to call it, the wrath of God, the fire from hell, whatever. I'm talking about hell on earth, though. I'm not talking about the afterlife. I'm talking about hell on earth. I'm talking about reaping what we sow. I'm talking about the fire in the sky, the buildings on fire, because people are rioting for food. The black shooting the white man. The white man shooting the black. Kids running through the streets, not knowing where their parents are. And, of course, you know this to be true. The grocery stores, where we are conditioned to get all of our food, won't be open because they'll be empty and the windows will be smashed. And we run around going, what plant is healthy to eat? In Portland, in L.A., in Austin, in New York. Can I eat this? People are going to be going hungry. The last thing that the New World Order wants us to do is for a white guy to look at a Hispanic guy, to look at an Asian guy, to look at a black guy. They'll turn around and go, oh my God, we are screwed. I mean, we're screwed together in this camp. They're not dividing us by race or any of this kind of thing. We're all in mixing it together in the New World Order. That's why they're breaking down the borders. Yes, because they want us to live in the global gulag, this new American utopia, the global utopia. That's going to become less American by the day, more European influence as our dollar becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. But back to my point, if you're a psychic and you're out there, what do you see in 10 years? Go ahead and email me. What do you see in 15 years? What do you see in 20 years? I'm going to ask you the question, you who claims to be the psychic, if you're listening out there. What do you see in terms of the microchip implantation and the plans to have everyone hooked up to that grid with a supercomputer? Tell me what you see. Tell me how long it's going to be before you will not be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast upon the forehead or on your wrist. Tell me what you see. So that's my frustration for the day. Two opposite ends of ignorance. You have the white supremacist over here, and you have the she-she-foo-foo meditator over here. Both living an illusion. We'll be right back. And we're back. Dan, I'm about to put my hat on here. It's my metaphorical tinfoil hat, I should say. And right off in the sunset into the rest of the world. The rest of the world that has no passion for these issues. So it seems. At least the world that I, for whatever reason, find myself in. I'm not around people like you. I'm not. I'm around people that don't care. That's also another reason why I'm so darn pissed half the time. But you know, anger is good. Anger is good. It keeps me sharp to a degree. It's also a level where you get out of control with the anger and you lose it. I've never lost on this program. In fact, I like anger. I like to use it as a tool. It is my battery power. When I'm not feeling good, I think of all the things that piss me off. How many things I want to change in this world. You know why? Because a life of slavery, a life of race wars, a life of poverty, a life of where more and more families break up, is really a life worth living. And it's not really a nation that you're passionate about living in or talking about. Now, tomorrow, I got a cool show planned. I got Elizabeth Attlee, who made the documentary Left to Die. She went down and talked to these people that survived this horrific, horrific, what I would call attack, on their own homeland, right down there in New Orleans, at the Causeway concentration camp. Very tragic story about the large group of people, both not only African-Americans, mostly African-Americans, but there were whites involved in that situation as well, the whites that they did not first get out. As we all know, they went for them first, and then they left, of course, because the poor part of town was the area they, of course, got to last. They were wondering, why are people looting? Well, people are going to eat. Looting is something that actually humans naturally do. You break into something, a store, where something's going to go rotten, and you take it. And that is actually okay. If I'm in that situation, I would do the exact same thing. I would try a little harder not to get caught, though. Like these cops that got caught or filmed or whatever. But you don't steal in a situation like that from your neighbor, your brother, your sister. That is where your spirituality, your connection with God, with prayer, takes over. That's something that I'm going to be focusing on, my connection with whatever, over the Christmas break. Take a week off of the television program, and I'll probably take about 1 week off sometime in December. I'm going to figure that out, or a few days off from this program, because the news in and of itself, by itself, and I'm saying this for someone who's not fundamentalist, who's not like, I'm this or I'm that or I'm in this box. You know, I just like the whole idea of spirituality and that there is another world out there other than this one that makes this world look insane. I think from a distance, like the song goes, from a distance, the world looks like an insane asylum. Da-da-da-da-da. Because it's what it is. This is a quarantine insane asylum. And I believe in my heart that I, you, all of you, are fallen angels. We are in our own ways God in amnesia, pardon the metaphysical term. But think about what that means. Think about the stories you read about the Bible. What is sin? What is falling from heaven? And what does it mean to climb back to that point? We are no longer in sin or hell or these human English words that were not, remember, around during the time of Jesus. This is all man's interpretation. So within your own heart, it is that spot and it is that place that can help me, help you, the entire world, make sense of the insanity unfolding before our very eyes. See you tomorrow.